Tanya for the 19th of Tammuz is in Perek Dalet, chapter 4 of Egedes HaTshuva. It's on the bottom of page 356. The Alter Rebbe asked the question, how is it that the Torah says that for certain sins a person receives kodesh, which used to mean that the person would die before the age of 50, and then there are certain sins for which the punishment is misa b'dei shamayim, and that would mean that the person would die before the age of 60. And yet we find throughout the generations, later generations, that people lived out their life to a ripe old age, even though they were guilty of these kinds of sins, which the punishment is either kodesh or misa b'dei shamayim. So how is it that kodesh no longer applies? So the Alter Rebbe explains, four lines from the bottom. Acho inyan yuvon al pi mashakosu chelek Hashem amei. Understand this based on what it says about the nature of a Jew, that the Jew is a portion of God, a part of God. Chelek mishem avaya baruchu. Every Jew is a part of God. Kedachsiv ayipach ba'ap of nishmat chayim. As it says, he breathed into him a living soul. Uman de nofach mitechei nofach. So when one breathes, he breathes from within. So God breathed into us a living soul. It means that the soul is a part of God that was exhaled from within him and placed into the person, into the Jew. And that's why the Jew is called a part of God, because the neshama of a Jew is literally a part of God and not a created being. And although God does not have a body, so when we say that he breathed, what do we mean? It certainly can't be understood physically. But at the same time, the Torah chooses the expression breathing or God's breath not in vain. It means to convey in our language an idea that is understood by comparing it to the body. We have to understand that just as there is a big difference in a person, in a physical person, between the breath that one uses when he speaks in speech versus the breath that one uses when he blows forcefully. The breath that comes out when he speaks, in that breath there's a very minute amount of energy and life. Because it comes from the external part of the soul, of the nefesh. It's an external breath, and therefore it carries within it only a very small amount of life. And therefore a person can speak for a long time without growing tired. But when a person exhales forcefully, which comes from within an inner breath, there's an inner energy, an inner life that is clothed within that breath, from the soul itself. And so the distinction between breathing and speaking, God said, let there be, to create everything else that was created in the 6 days. And then when it came to the soul, it says, and God breathed, implying that this breath was a deeper, more intimate breath than the one used in speech. In the Hayyim Yayim, for the 19th of Tammuz, the Rebbe writes, Mehan Hogas Admur, among the practices of my father, is Kishenosa Mibese, when he would leave the house, travel from the house, Afshe Nisha B'mokim Echot Kamachadoshim, even though on the road he would spend a number of months in the same place, he would say every day of those months where he was stationary in one place, yet because he was away from home, he would say every day after davening the Tzilas HaDerech, the traveler's prayer. But he would say it B'lei Shem HaMalchus. He would say it without mentioning God's name at the conclusion.